to violence.
Jason Derulo, I see everyone.
What up? Appreciate that, dog.
With Camila Cabello.
I love you guys.
Mike's live.
Buffet, yes!
Good morning, everyone.
In the studio right now, it's Amir.
Thank you, Chris. Thank you, Chris.
3, 2, 1. Chris
Mitchell starts now.
Well, hello, Mum. Hello, Dad. We are live across the country. It's your Thursday morning. Oh, yes, 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 yes. Good morning, Pretty Mullet. Good morning, Big Rossi.
Good morning.
Morning.
6:02, November 25th, and another morning, another Thursday, another weekend upon us. So hold on. This time next week is a
national
public
day.
Holiday.
It's
yeah.
National day, yeah.
It's a national, yeah, it's the national day public holiday, right?
Yes.
This is, there we go. I think a lot of us have got Wednesday, Thursday off.
We'll be down at the Etihad Museum.
We will be. We won't be off. We'll be on air, which is, I'm super excited about that Etihad Museum broadcast. It'll be awesome, right?
Yeah.
What a show today. Tickets to the F1. We are giving them away. You have another chance, your final chance to get involved in this competition happening today. But we'll give those F1 tickets away. We have another flight with Fly Dubai coming up.
Yes, we do. And we have a very special guest and a big moment for Chris Bay today.
We've got this is cool, Shark Tank's Kevin O'Leary coming into the studio. I'm pitching him, Fade Fit.
I'm nice. So excited. Mr. Wonderful is going to be here. Chris, are you ready for this?
I'm ready. If you don't know this show, Shark Tank, by the way, one of the best shows to watch, find it. It's on YouTube everywhere, by the way.
Yeah.
People around the world pitching ideas to millionaires and billionaires.
Yes, hoping to get some investment out of it.
All right. Do I need him? I don't really need investment. I just want to have some fun with him. This is going to be good. This is going to be a fun morning. He's going to be in here from around 8 a.m. This is great. First callers of the morning. Can we hear from you?
Come on, it's Thursday, so it's special.
Would love to. 04-871-5544. Give me a call. 04-871-5544. Find out what you're up to this morning. Tell us how your morning's going. Our phone lines are not working.
What are we going to do now?
Our phones are not working.
If you've tried to call us right now, you've probably got an engaged tone. So there's some problem with it. I don't know.
04-871-5544. I'm just going to call from my mobile, what happens here. No. See, it just hangs up. That's unusual.
What's our number?
Come on now.
What's number?
Zero. Yeah, it's a busy tone.
But there's no one calling.
But what do we do?
We can't move on until we get a call.
Can we get the engineering guys in? Are they on the way, Eddie? Are they going to come in?
They're working on it. They're going to restart the entire system. Give us two more minutes.
Is it all phones?
Yeah, it's only phones.
For all the stations?
No, our phones, for Virgin.
Oh, no, they've done it on purpose.
Trying to sabotage.
They're jeopardizing my show. That's what they're doing here. I know.
They don't want us to have first caller of the day.
But Safra's on it, so you know it's going to happen.
Safra's the legend. You ever work with someone who is a paranoid worker? There's always like one paranoid worker that you work with in the office.
Who thinks everyone's after you?
Everyone's against them.
Yeah.
Like that would be their mentality. Oh, they've they've done it on purpose. They're sabotaging. Sabotaging.
What?
Sabotaging.
Who's the person in our station that does that?
Chris. Chris.
I think. Like, who's that guy that just walked in?
Yeah, who's that?
So this is a new guy walking around our office.
What's his name?
Oh,
hey, mate. Morning.
Hi.
Morning, bud.
What's your name? I can't read it.
He's writing his name on the board. Tom.
Jay? This is a new game here. Jay, you.
Just
come and tell us your name.
We just want to know your name.
Joe.
Welcome, Joe.
Joe.
Good morning, Joe.
What do you know?
Stop. Ignore him. Sorry, man. Thanks, Joe.
Bye, Joe.
Sorry, there's just someone that we've never seen walk
He's
around the
very
office.
Tall.
Very tall. He's got dreadlocks.
Very cool dreadlocks.
Very
I
cool
must
guy.
Say.
Yeah. All right. Well, listen, we don't have a caller on right now. So what we're going to do is Rossi is going to be my caller.
The Chris Fade Show's first call of the day.
First call of the day.
Oh, well, hello. What's your name?
Hello. Hi, I'm Rossi. How are you?
I'm good, mate. And what are you doing? What are you doing up at 6:10 this morning, Rossi?
Oh, I'm just about to go flying in Ras Al Khaimah.
Well, what type of flying do you do?
I just do light aircraft.
That's amazing.
I've got a tomahawk.
So you're a pilot.
Yeah, just for fun, really. I own a company. It's a snack company. It's doing really, really well.
What's it called?
Rossi's Snacks.
Such a great name. That's such a great name for you, Ross. That's what your snack company
would
be called.
We're the leading snack company in the market.
I've never heard of you. And interesting, I've got my own snacks out as well, but I've never heard of Rossi Snacks.
Rossi Snacks, yeah. It's a variety of snacks, all from England. various dishes you can have.
Dishes, wow.
Yeah. It's a full dish, but it's in a packet.
Okay. And give me some of the flavors.
We've got roast dinner.
Roast dinner snacks.
All day breakfast.
Wow, that's a great idea.
And various other things. No one else is doing it.
Yeah.
So
the packets
like
are really big. You can't fit them in your pocket. So
you have a bite of your snack and it tastes like a roast dinner.
Yes.
That's great, Ross.
Yeah. I love the show, by the way. You're my favorite.
What about Ross?
Oh, he's rubbish. Yeah. Can't even string two words together.
I know. Well, thank you, Ross, for the call. Take care. Have a great morning, sir. Fly safely.
Bye.
Thank you. Safraz is in the studio right now with phone guy Eddie trying to fix these phones.
Is he our next caller?
I don't know. Are we getting any closer, Eddie? Could you turn the mics on there, mate? Any closer?
Not yet. Still trying to figure it out.
Safraz,
what do you mean?
What's the problem? What's the problem? Are you sabotaging our show, Safraz?
No, just 2 minutes. It will be sorted.
2 minutes?
Yeah.
All right, we'll wait here. Yeah. We're not going to go into a song.
What should we do?
We're just going to wait for this moment. No, they're telling me I have to play this. Oh, all right.
Sorry.
Okay. Eddie, are we good? Are our phones working
now?
So
now it's ringing, but it's not coming through on the system, so it's checking in the servers. So if someone calls right now, it will ring, but it's not reflecting on our side that the phone is ringing.
This radio show is sponsored by PhoneBox.
04871.
It's coming busy for me.
5544. 04871. It's gonna be hard to do a radio show when our phones aren't working. So what we'll do is let's use Rossi's phone number this morning. Let me give you Rossi's phone number.
No,
everyone
no.
Just call Big Rossi's phone number.
056. I can remember yours.
How do you know my phone number off by heart?
It's easy.
That's so good.
I can remember Pretty's as well.
Can you?
Go. Yeah.
What's Pretty's phone number?
Turn the mics off, I'll say it.
Okay, go.
055.
Yeah.
Turn the mics off.
Okay, go. Yeah, all right, whatever. You got it wrong. Did you get it wrong?
Incorrect.
No, it wasn't.
No, but seriously, we can't do a radio show without phones. We've got F1 tickets to give away.
How are we going to do the pop quiz?
The pop quiz coming up. But what I can tell you then, okay, these F1 tickets, we're going to give away in about an hour's time. So if you want to register, the text line is working. So you can do that right now. Text F1 to 4008. F1 to 4008. We will give away these F1 tickets this morning, okay?
Yeah.
And the F1 tickets are not just for the race. You get to go to every single after-race concert as well.
So that means you see Lewis Capaldi, Khalid Stormzy, and Foo Fighters. These are two grandstand tickets, which is pretty awesome. So text in F1 right now to 4008.
Yep. Okay, get on it right now.
Oh.
No, it's still busy. Nothing's changed. They're
Everybody
playing with
lied.
You. They're still they're sabotaging us.
Get the word right. At the
sabotaging. Sabotaging?
Sabotaging.
Sabotaging. Spell sabotage. S-A-B-O. Sabotage.
Yes!
Is that right?
Hey, funny you did that. We will have a spelling bee later on.
Why?
Just for fun.
I don't want to do spelling bees. I'm not good at spelling. Spelling. S-P-E-L-L-I-N-G.
Two for two.
Thank you so much.
Ooh, I'm getting worried. I'm quaking in my boots.
Quaking.
Q-U-A-K-I-N-G. Quaking.
Three for three.
I'm good to go then.
Well done.
F1. F1.
If it's happening,
it's on the air.
Pretty Malik's gossip.
All the gossip.
Styled by prettylittlething.ae. Shop new drops daily.
All right, gossip. What have you got for us, Pretty Malik?
Okay, so French officials are taking Kim Kardashian's 2016 Paris burglary case to trial. I can't believe
it's taken. Still doing this.
I can't believe it's taken this long to go to a trial. Two judges have indicted 12 individuals in connection with the robbery. If you remember, in October 2016, nearly $10 million worth of jewelry was stolen after Kim was robbed at gunpoint.
I remember.
The guys who did it said they planned it 2 years in the lead up to the incident.
Wow.
And they used her Snapchat and Instagram to know exactly where she was and what she had with her. So,
gosh, it's such a long time, man. It's still going.
Yeah, crazy. Well, since we're on the subject of Kim, Kanye West was distributing meals to underprivileged children, which is amazing, in Los Angeles. And while he was there, he gave a little speech. In that speech, he professed that he and Kim will be back together because that's the way his faith and society need it to be.
I'm not letting E write the narrative of my family. I'm not letting Hulu write the narrative of my family. If the enemy can separate Kanye, there's going to be millions of families that feel like that separation is okay. But when the kingdom, when God brings Kanye together, there's going to be millions of families that are going to be influenced and see that they can overcome.
Yeah.
Well, Kanye, she's currently with Pete Davidson and seems to be all right. So, but I hope you do get your ex-wife back. Ex-wife, are they divorced?
They've filed for divorce already in February.
Okay.
It's not finalized.
And
yet.
Finally.
So Jason Sudeikis, who we love, a.k.a. Ted Lasso, is moving on from Olivia Wilde, who's with Harry Styles.
Oh.
He has a new girl in his life.
Yeah.
It's his ex.
Oh,
so he's
going
back.
With
her. Yeah. Her name is Keeley Hazel. If you watch Ted Lasso, there's a character named Keeley in that show. He named that character after this woman.
Great show, Ted Lasso. If you haven't watched it, watch it. It's about an American sort of, he's an all right NFL sort of football coach. He goes over to the UK to coach a football team, a soccer team.
Yes.
And it's just great. It's great to see the diversity between America and the UK. And it's really cool.
It's a good storyline.
Yeah, it's drama, it's emotions, it's comedy, it's everything combined. But yeah, it looks like these two were in Mexico having a good old time. So
thank you very much, Pretty Malik. Hit us with your tag.
Peace out, Home Fry.
We woke up this morning. We went to get you on the phones.
Mm.
However, our phone lines didn't work.
Oh.
But ladies and gentlemen, we believe that the engineering and IT department here at Virgin Radio have fixed the problem.
This is a bit dramatic, isn't it?
No. Not at all.
It's just the phones.
Are the phone lines working? Working, working, working? We're about to find out all now on Virgin Radio.
Just talk normally.
The phone lines were out for more than 40 minutes. The guys didn't know what to do. They were hysterical in the studio. Oh my gosh, I don't know what to do.
I'm Ruffy. I don't know what to do.
I'm Freddy. Hit us with your tag. Peace out, Home Fries.
But it was all upon the engineering and IT department to make it happen. They were scurrying around like people trying to make sure that they were on doing it. And then the moment happened, ladies and gentlemen. Here we go. Are the phone lines going to work? Hello, Kelly.
Hello. Good morning.
Oh, Kelly. Yes.
Oh. Oh.
Kelly is on our first caller of the morning. Hello, Kelly.
How are you?
Mate, we're doing all right. We've got the phones working again. We feel great. We feel at home there. This show is no show without you. Without you guys, you calling in, we don't have a show, so we feel good now.
Oh, that's great.
What are you doing? 20 to 7. Yeah, what are you doing?
On the way to work. Drop my son at school. He's in the same school that I work in.
Oh, that's cute stuff. So you're doing the morning school drop off, and then you go straight to work as well.
Yes.
Well, lovely to hear your voice, Kelly. Thank you so much for breaking the drought there. We appreciate you, Leo as well. Hello, Leo.
Good morning to the best three in town.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. That's where we do Eddie, Pretty, and myself. We love you. Thank you so much.
Thank you, mate. I know you're talking about me.
Hello, John.
Morning, Chris. Welcome back. The top three.
Thank you. Johnny boy. All right, mate.
Johnny, we love you. Eddie, myself, and Pretty, we love you. Thank
Chris.
You.
Thanks, John. Thanks for your call, mate.
Now, where's John? John, where are you from again?
Originally, we're from Falkirk.
Falkirk.
So we've been in the UAE 16 years.
Oh,
16
mate.
Years.
Lovely.
So, you know, we're celebrating 50 years of the UAE. This time next week, it's a
national day. Yeah.
You have seen this beautiful country change, haven't you?
A lot of it, Chris. Yeah, really, just amazing. And we've made it home now, so We came with one daughter. We've now got three. And these two that are in the car, because I'm on the school run, can you say hi to them for me?
Of course. Hi. What are their names? What are their names?
We've got Jensen and Kendall.
JC, is it?
Jensen.
Jensen and Kendall. All right, let's put us on loudspeaker for a sec.
Hang on.
Hello. Jensen and Kendall, hello.
Hello.
Hi, you guys on the way to school?
Yes.
All right, well, good. How old are you guys?
13 and 12.
Oh, you're like my daughters. They're like a year apart. You guys like friends now, or you're okay?
Only sometimes.
Yeah, I hear. Dad, I hear you. It's the same at my house. I hear you. Well, Jensen and Kendall, thank you, guys. Have a good day at school. Have a good weekend, all right?
Thank you.
All right, bye.
Take care.
See you,
cheers,
Dad.
Matey.
Well
bye.
Done, John. What a great guy John is. Hello, Wendy.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for calling in. Our phones were broken, but now we've realized they're officially working. We're back on track. Wendy, what are you up to?
I'm just driving to work right now.
What do you do, Wendy?
I work as a behavioral therapist.
Oh, wow. Good. Now, if we wanted you to come and just do some, you know, looking into on one of our colleagues here, you could do that.
I have an idea pertaining to.
Yeah, she could do it. What a behavioral therapist? What do you actually do? What? Can you explain a little bit more?
Oh, we work with kids who are diagnosed with autism.
Who are what? Sorry.
With autism.
Oh my gosh! I love this. Do you find your job your job is very demanding, but I can imagine it's very rewarding as well, Wendy.
Yes, it's very rewarding. It's very challenging, but at the end of the day, when you see a progress of your kid, that's the best part of it.
Yeah,
totally hear you. Totally hear you. Well, love you, Wendy, and big shout out to everyone that's doing the role that you do, because I know it's very, very important. Thank you so much for calling in. I love it. Look at all these calls coming in this morning.
Yeah, so good.
Hey. Oh, man, I cannot wait for this. Pretty Malik, you and I tomorrow morning have the honor of hosting the Dubai Run. This is amazing. You know, what we've been doing, 30-30 over the last month, has been tremendous.
So
the Dubai
so
Fitness Challenge has been fantastic. Now, this Dubai Run is happening tomorrow. There's a 5-kilometer route. There's a 10-kilometer route. But everything that we need to know, one person has it. And Aisha Alabasi is with us right now. Aisha, hello, hello, hello.
Hi, guys. Good morning. Hi, Chris. Hi, Preeti.
Oh, well, morning. Good morning.
And Rossi.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. Please don't forget me.
I like when you guys forget to say hello to Rossi.
I'm the only runner on the team here.
Aisha, thank you so much for doing this right now. So what an epic morning it's going to be tomorrow. I'm expecting record-breaking numbers as well.
I mean, we're expecting the same as well. We're so excited to see everybody on the street tomorrow. We were just driving into the office this morning, and literally I was just looking at the streets, and I'm like, wow, today, this time tomorrow, there are actually going to be people instead of cars on the streets. It's actually really cool.
I remember the first time it happened. It was just phenomenal when Sheikh Zayed Road closed down.
Oh, yes. We keep on getting flashbacks of that day as well, so really great.
Yeah, it mustn't be easy. Of course, you guys are actually shutting down the major artery that runs through this country, this city especially. So, okay, what do we got to do? What are some things, Aisha, that we need to know for tomorrow? The timings of the race, what time we should get there, where should we park, do we take the metro, all of that. What have you got for us?
Everything is super simple. All you need to do is register on Dubai Run if you haven't registered yet. Make sure you've collected or collect your bib. There are two distances to run or walk tomorrow. Reminder, Dubai Run is not a race, it's a run, and it's applicable for all ages and all abilities.
That's good.
It's a 5-kilometer route that's Sharjah bound, so you're technically walking or running against the traffic. And then there's a 10-kilometer route, which is on the Abu Dhabi bound street. All we need to do is arrive at 4 a.m. using either the metro or getting dropped off at there at the location. If you're doing the 5-kilometer distance, you can get dropped off at Dubai World Trade Center metro station.
Okay.
Or if you're doing the 10-kilometer route, you can get dropped off at the Emirates Towers metro station. And all you have to do from that point is just follow the signs to the starting point, wait, make sure you have your mask on while you're waiting, keep a safe distance between people, and then once the run starts, you're free to run.
Nice.
And enjoy the iconic landmarks that are surrounding you, because to be honest, this doesn't happen every day.
I know. Yeah. It's such an amazing time for a selfie on Shakeside Road, isn't it?
100%.
Well, listen, no bib, no run, by the way. So you got to have those bibs. DubaiRun.com. You must register. Get there nice and early. I think Pretty, you and I are going to be there from around 4:30 in the morning.
Yep.
We've got the 5-kilometer option, the 10-kilometer option. We're so, so proud of you guys, you know, and what you guys have been doing for not only the month of what the Dubai Fitness Challenge is, but just what you guys do here in Dubai every single month. So thank you, Aisha, and please.
Thank you very much. I mean, none of this could be done without our partners. Some, you know, Dubai Police, Sports Council, the RTA, yeah. All of our partners from all government agencies as well that are just supporting us, making sure, you know, His Highness's vision does come to life.
Yeah, I just love it. Again, it's just like teamwork is the dream work.
And yeah,
I think
teamwork
in Dubai, we just do it so, so well. So we're excited tomorrow. Pretty and I are going to be excited to be up there hosting. Mm-hmm. Ross, you're going to go actually and go do a bit of a run tomorrow, you think?
Well, you know me. You know I've left it last minute.
You don't have a bib, do you?
No.
You can register now.
Can I? Okay.
Hold on. Can you register now, Aisha? Is it too late? Or?
Yes, you can. Registrations are still open. Make sure you collect your bib, though, before the run.
Yeah.
We want to give out a special thanks to our partner, Sun & Sun Sports, that are going to be picking lucky winners tomorrow during the run for a 500 dirham voucher at Sun & Sun Sports.
That's great.
For we will be wearing their bibs. So nice. Great news.
Well, get your bibs on and get ready tomorrow. But again, if you're not planning on running it, just remember, from what time will the Sheikh Zayed Road be open again? What time are we opening that up roughly?
Around between 9:30 to 10 a.m., the roads will be back to normal.
Okay, well, there it is, 9:30 to 10 a.m. Aisha, thank you always. A pleasure to have you on the show, and thanks again, all right?
Thank you so much, guys. Looking forward to seeing you tomorrow.
Can't wait.
The Chris Fade Show's 10K Pop Quiz.
10,000 dirhams cash.
Oh, my God, are you serious?
Got a pocket full of cash we can blow.
10K Pop Quiz. Powered by RackBank. Download Firefly app and get over 5,000 offers at home and abroad. Visit rackbank.ae/Firefly. Conditions apply.
Yasmin, you got through. Good morning.
Yeah, I got it.
You sure did.
I cannot believe. Oh, my God. Nicole just played a weight ring.
I love it.
No
course.
Way. That's my day. I think today I will win.
Good on you. Well, you've already won. You're going to win some type of money right now. Yasmin, where are you from?
I am from Algeria and from France.
Nice. Je suis Chris Fed.
Je suis Chris. Oui, bravo.
Je ne sais pas pourquoi.
Oui. Pourquoi?
Go, Rossi, take over.
Je voudrais un croissant chocolat. Civil play.
Ah, un pain au chocolat et un croissant.
Oui, oui, oui. Où est la bibliothèque?
Bah, il faut aller à la pâtisserie pour avoir un croissant et un pain au chocolat.
Oui, le jambon sandwich. Oui. Jambon.
Ah, jambon, non. Jambon, pas pour moi.
Le Eiffel Tower.
Okay. Ah, la Tour Eiffel.
Yeah, we are very good at French, Rossi and I. We toured as Duvet. We spent 4 months in Paris touring.
That's right. There's photos of that, actually, by the Eiffel Tower.
Yeah. Well, Yasmin, you're an absolute star. Let's do this. 10 questions, 60 seconds. If you don't know an answer, pass. If we have enough time, we'll come back to you. Are you ready to win 10,000 dirhams? Cash.
Yes, let's go. I'm stressing. Right. I don't know. I forget everything.
this is going to go really well or really bad.
Yeah. Come on, you can do it.
Here we go, Yasmin. You're 60 seconds let's on go. The clock. Your time begins right now. Yeah. Who sings the songs Save Your Tears and Blinding Lights?
Ariana Grande.
The Professor X is a character in which movie series?
Pass.
Who is the oldest member of One Direction, Louis Tomlinson or Zayn Malik?
Zayn Malik.
What country are the football clubs Real Madrid and Barcelona from?
Spain.
Who sings the 2019 song Bury a Friend? Billy?
Irish.
Finish the movie title, A Nightmare on Elm?
Pass.
Who sings the songs Don't Go Yet and Señorita? Camila?
Cabello.
Finish the Shawn Mendes song, I Know What You Did.
Pass.
Okay. What company launched the Z Fold smartphones?
Samsung.
The Delhi Daredevils are a team in which sports?
Football.
Who sings the song Save Your Tears and Blinding Lights?
Pass.
Professor X. X is a character from which movie? X.
X-Men?
Yes, I'll give it to you. Give it to her. 500 dirhams is yours. Well done.
That's great. I can't believe that. Wow, thank you.
You are amazing. We love it. The Weeknd sings Save Your Tears. Professor X, you did get. Louis Tomlinson's the oldest member of One Direction. Nightmare on Elm Street. Freddy Krueger always used to scare me.
Yeah.
I Know What You Did Last Summer was Shawn Mendes. And the Delhi Daredevils Play Cricket. That would have got you the 10,000 with Rack Bank. But listen, 500 dirhams cash is all yours. Congratulations once again, Yasmin.
It's amazing to have you and have 500, so it's fine.
Oh, I love you. I love you. Au revoir. Au revoir.
Thank you. Au revoir, tout le monde.
La Virgin Radio, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, Virgin.
Yeah.
727. All right, I don't know why we're doing the spelling bee.
I'll tell you why.
Okay.
Because you know how in school, every like semester, they have finals, exams, and things like that?
They're happening right now, a lot of finals across schools.
So
yeah,
we're nearing our time as well, you know, the end of 2021. So I just want to test. I like to just test your knowledge from time to time.
Yeah, this is not good. This is not good. This is going to make us, Rossi, you and I, we are grown men, people. We are grown men. But kids, if you're listening, read. Read a lot.
Otherwise, you'll turn into us.
All right. You want to learn how to spell, you got to start reading, do all the spelling tests, do everything you got to do. We are grown men, and I think our spelling ability is at about a level three out of 30.
I've gone to seventh grade here, guys.
Jeez.
But I don't think they're that hard.
What age range is that, seventh grade?
That's 12, 13?
My daughter, I got a 10 and a 12-year-old, right? My 12-year-old, even my 10-year-old's homework, I'm honest with you, I struggle.
Mm.
There are questions coming in where they come and ask me.
Yeah.
I then just get onto Google.
Hello, Google.
I have to. All right, spelling bee right now. Rossi and I up against each other. Are we ready to do this?
Yep. Yes. So it's going to go one by one, word for word.
Are we allowed to write the letter out?
That's not how a spelling bee works.
What order are we going in? Richest first.
So, Rossi, you're up first.
Oh, no.
You walked right into that. Your first word, Big Rossi, is something that you love being. Fashionable. Please spell fashionable.
Are you being sarcastic, Pretty?
No, I'm being happy.
She's totally being sarcastic.
F-A-S H-I-O-N-A-B-L-E.
That is correct. 1 point for Big Rossi on the board.
Well done there, champ. Well done. I want you to win this.
Chris Fade.
He doesn't win a lot in life, so I want him to win this spelling bee. I might give it to him, actually.
Chris Fade.
What a patronizing. Absolute.
Something that you hate when other people do because you love urgency.
R-O-S-S-I.
No.
Something that you hate. Do you hate me?
No, I love you.
Okay, your word is procrastinate.
Okay, hold on a second. He gets fashionable and I get what?
Procrastinate.
That is so different level.
You just said you wanted me to win.
Come Stop on. Complaining.
I can't do this. This one's too hard. What is it?
Procrastinate.
Can I Google it?
No.
He's looking.
What?
Procrastinate.
You know, I'm hoping.
Stop texting in the answers.
I'm hoping Kevin O'Leary, Mr. Wonderful's not listening to this right now. I'm about to pitch him a business idea. And
can you just spell the word?
I can't even spell the word.
Five.
P-R.
Yeah.
Pro. O. Pro. C. Procrast.
It's going to take forever.
C. A. Procrast. S. Procrast. T. Am I still right? Am I right?
Can I just stop you?
Oh, stop me if I'm wrong.
Oh,
you look at
yeah.
Incorrect.
What is it?
You left an R. It's procrastinate. Procrastinate. You kept saying it too. Okay, next word for Big Rossi is saying far too long. Inconvenience.
These are easy words for him. Inconvenience.
We'll swap it then. You go first.
Okay, I'll take his. I'll take inconvenience. You take. Go.
Okay, inconvenience.
E-I-N.
What is, you want to start that again?
I-N.
Yeah, yeah.
C-O.
Uh-huh.
N-V. I.
Oh, this is brilliant.
E-N-C-E.
That is incorrect, my friend. Your word, Rossi, is... You should have let me continue. Your word, Rossi, is vulnerable, which was meant for Chris Fade.
No, I'm happy I got incorrect.
Vulnerable.
Go,
you got
it wrong.
It wrong.
You go.
V-U-L.
Yeah.
N-E-R-A-B-L-E.
That is correct. 2 points for Big Rossi.
That word's so much easier. Last one. Winner takes all, Ross.
Okay.
Winner takes all, worth 1,000,000 points.
No, that's not fair.
Yeah, winner
takes all. Winner takes all.
Winner takes all. It's worth
just
1,000,000 points.
Just because you're losing.
It's worth 1,000,000 points.
Come on.
Your word, Chris Fade, is necessity.
Pass.
No, you can't pass.
This one's always so hard. I don't know where the C's and the S's go.
That's
and how many C's and S's are there?
Necessity.
Necessity. N-E-S. N-E-C. E. Stop me when I'm wrong, by the way.
Okay.
N-E-C. My daughters are listening to this. Hi, guys. Your dad's all right. He's got money. Dad's got money, all right? Dad's done well for himself, all right?
Money isn't everything.
He's got a wax work figure.
I've got a Madame Tussauds wax figure, girls, okay?
Goodness.
But daddy's not a great speller.
Spell necessity.
N-E-C-E-S. I.
Okay, that's done.
Double S. It was double S.
It was, but you said stop you when you're wrong. I would have given you a chance. There were two S's. Okay, Rossi, for the win.
Oh, here we go.
Even though you've won already.
No, he hasn't.
Because he has 2 points.
If he gets this wrong, he loses 10 million points.
Please spell the word characteristic.
That's easy.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, that's what you said.
If I get this right, then do I win?
Yeah.
Characteristic. Characteristic, CH. It's very hard to do when you don't have the computer in front of you with spell check.
You talk a lot, but you don't spell
no,
enough.
No, I don't want to do it, Rossi. You do it.
CHR.
Nope. CHR.
Can you let him speak, Rossi?
Sorry. That's what you said. CHR. That's funny.
Oh. Can you just start spelling?
C. A.
Just, you guys are terrible. Just go away.
C-H-A.
Yes.
R-A-C.
Yeah.
T-E-R.
Yeah.
I-S-T-I-C.
He has won, ladies and gentlemen. Big Rossi is the winner of the Chris Fade Show Spelling Bee. He has passed his final exams. Chris Fade has failed and must repeat the term.
Need to read more, Chris. Feels get like your I'm, nose in a book.
Feels like I'm back at school. It's a Thursday morning. Across the UAE, what's happening? 8:04, Chris Fade, Pretty Malik, Big Ross here. We ready to do this?
Oh, yes. We are so ready.
We excited. Have in the studio right now, the one, the only, Mr. Wonderful, Kevin O'Leary. Good morning.
Thank you.
Good it's morning. Wonderful. Yeah. We have got you. We're pretty hyped, and we've got you up nice and early. Thank you so much for hanging out with us.
No problem.
You have been in Abu Dhabi. You've been having a bit of a, I don't know, there's been a lot going on in Abu Dhabi, right?
Yeah, it's a very interesting place. You know, the way you got to think about it is, and I'm an investor, so I'm here, you know, looking for opportunities to put capital to work. And the Middle East, generally speaking, has a bad rap because it's a very unstable region. It's very hard to get large amounts of capital to work here because of political risk, basically. And in Abu Dhabi and UAE itself is not well understood. It's bundled into that kind of thought that, oh, it's the Middle East too risky to invest in.
Sure.
So you have to come here and realize that basically the best way to describe this place, it's the Switzerland of the Middle East.
Yeah.
So the policy is pro-business. It's a safe place to be. Healthcare is incredible. Education's amazing. A tremendous amount of capital going to work here. Real estate, really interesting. But the way I'm looking at it is because the world is changing now and that finance, the biggest sector in the world is money, finance. And for the first time ever, finance is becoming borderless through things like decentralized finance, cryptocurrencies, centralized wallets, trading platforms that are cross-border. Money doesn't think about borders anymore. So if you want to service people in Egypt or Morocco or Turkey or anywhere in the Middle East, you need a nexus to set up operations. You got to find some place that you can work out of where the regulator gives you a license to service those people. Because in financial services, you got to be compliant. You're regulated.
Sure.
So I've been coming here, quite a bit, meeting with the government, meeting with the regulators, saying, look, I'm really interested in setting up shop here. But I got to know what the rules are. And you got to tell me how I'm going to be regulated. And we're having that dialogue. The one thing about this government is you can get access. you can actually have a meeting the day you show up.
So
it's
cool.
Unbelievable.
We love that. We love that you're speaking. So we listen. We're all expats. We moved here for a few years. I've been here for 13 years, man. Like, this country is just so amazing. And you're right. The opportunities here are absolutely endless. Kevin O'Leary, Mr. Wonderful, he was part of Access Abu Dhabi, which was put on by a very good friend of mine, Sarah from Maven Marketing, which is absolutely amazing. Maven do such a great job with the events. I know you've had a great time. Are you cool to hang out? I want to find out a lot more about Kevin O'Leary, and I want to ask you a few questions, and I'm going to pitch something to you.
Don't give up your day job.
Yeah. Yes, I'm ready to go.
He hasn't even heard it yet, Chris.
Yeah. I don't get intimidated too often, but I'll tell you right now, it's happening. All right, listen, more with Mr. Wonderful. So excited. My favorite, honestly, I would watch episode after episode of Shark Tank, and we have Mr. Wonderful, Kevin O'Leary, in the studio right now.
Great to be here.
When you hear that music, are you straight on? Are you ready to go?
Absolutely.
So you're here again. You've been hanging out in Abu Dhabi, Access Abu Dhabi, a gateway to business. You've had a great time over the last couple of days, just sort of networking. This is what you do. You go out there, you meet people, you find out where you should be, what we should be investing in, or what you can do. Is that what it's all about?
What I found over a long period of time as an investor, if you're serious, you have to go there. You can read a file about Abu Dhabi. You can go online and look at all the stuff that's there. But if you really want to find out what's going on, you got to come here and you got to sit down, ask for access to the government, talk to the people that are of interest to you in your sector. You know, financial services is for me, so I want to talk to the regulator here. I want to find out what the rules are to set up an exchange. I want to find out how I can set up bank accounts, all that stuff. And I have to be compliant because I'm under the rules of the SEC in the U.S. and in Canada and all the places we do business. So when you come here and you actually look them in the eye and say, look, I'm an investor and I want to be compliant and I want to work with you, that's music to their ears.
Okay.
Because they don't want rogue cowboy crypto, you know. They don't want to build, you know, controversial platforms here. They want to be compliant and be global players. And that's what I want to do. And so we're in sync on that together. And now I just have to figure out how to engage. And I've made my decision. This is the place to set up operations for the Middle East. Period. There's no place like
that. We love that. Bring it in. Bring it home. Bring it to the UAE.
I looked at other places like Cyprus and Malta, and they're good places too. But nothing's like this place. This is the gold standard.
See, we love that. There it is, Kevin O'Leary.
Mr. Wonderful, giving the stamp. Yeah.
But we know that we've been here pretty. We've been hanging out.
Absolutely.
Know? All right. So, you know, you go onto Google, you go onto Wikipedia, it tells the worth of yourself hundreds of millions of dollars. For someone that's in their car right now, who may have a little bit of cash, not a lot, but they're trying to save the money. They're trying to invest. What are some tips that Mr. Wonderful, that Kevin O'Leary can give to someone right now who's just has a little bit of money and they're not sure what to do with it? Should they keep it in the bank? Should they invest it somewhere? What do we do? Is crypto the new thing? Should we be all getting in on that?
You know, my mother was Lebanese, and my father was Irish, and she was sort of my mentor on all things money, because Lebanese families are very matriarchal.
I'm Lebanese, by the way.
No kidding.
100% Lebanese.
You know what I'm talking
100%.
About. Yeah, so, you know, I grew up with a very, very stern grandmother who didn't speak any English whatsoever in Montreal, Canada. So they emigrated. By the way, you know, in Montreal, if you want to see who runs the show, the Lebanese own all the real estate. They came over back in the 40s and 50s and they just bought it all. And so, you know, the Lebanese are the Phoenicians of old.
That's true.
They used to supply purple dye to all the warring nations in the Mediterranean, and nobody ever sank a Phoenician ship because they wanted the dye. So they let these guys pass, and they never got into wars, and they just prospered as Phoenicians. And today, Lebanon, unfortunately, has gone through some tough times, but the Lebanese are all over the world, as you know.
I love it.
And the food is the best, as far as I'm concerned.
I
but
agree.
It takes a long time to prepare it. So the matriarchal Lebanese families would start on Sunday morning with all of their daughters cooking and have the big family meal at 5:30. And if you didn't show up, you'd have to burn in hell.
It was really... Pretty much sounds like my house.
Yes.
Yeah, that's exactly how we roll.
It's a
very
long answer
angry.
To your question. She taught me a basic rule. Never own more than... In your portfolio, as you start to invest in your life, never own more than 5% in any one stock and never more than 20% in any one sector. So finance is a sector. Technology is a sector. Energy is a sector. There's 11 sectors in the S&P 500, which is sort of this global mantra for everybody. And I live by that. It's a very basic model, and it really served me well during volatile times because you have diversification. Now you talk about crypto, which I'm getting into in a big way because it's decentralized finance. It's not just Bitcoin. The way to think about crypto is it's software. So if you're willing to buy Microsoft and Yahoo, which are software companies, or you know, Google, software company, why don't you buy a little bit of crypto? Because it's all software. And so I've gone up to 10% in crypto, and I own about 30 different coins and positions and blockchains and all of that stuff. And that's actually why I'm here. Crypto is a new financial services payment system, and you need to establish exchanges to do that. And so I'm waiting to see what the rules are going to be in the UAE for UAE exchanges. And the government is very forward-thinking here.
We love that. Kevin O'Leary. Hanging out with us in studio right now. He's been here with Access Abu Dhabi, put on by Maven Marketing, hanging out there in Abu Dhabi. A lot of other guests were joining you on the panel as well.
Yeah, Sarah did an amazing job. What she did is she said, let's go multi-sector. Let's do sports. Let's do arts. Let's do finance. Let's do everything. Bring influencers over that have never put, you know, in most cases, never put foot on the sand here.
Yeah.
They've never been here. They don't know what's going on. Mm. But because they have millions of followers, I've got, you know, 5-6 million followers, and I've been posting every day saying, hey, look where I am. It says dispatch from the UAE, and here's what I did today.
Yeah.
And here's what I'm going to do tomorrow. And, you know, here's my new Kandora.
By the way, you were wearing a Kandora, and you're looking very relaxed and comfortable in it.
You know, the first one I put on, one of the ministers sent over his tailor and said, look, you know, why don't you relax, and I'll make you one. I'll get it tailored for you. The second I put it on, that's all I've been wearing since I've been
here.
It's too comfortable. It's just too comfortable. And, you know, and I like wearing sandals, and it's very, very package friendly, if you know what I mean.
So, Rossi, the other day, we were talking about this on the show. Rossi bought an NFT.
Yeah.
All right. He doesn't know what he's doing, but his friend told him to buy this NFT.
Yeah.
Do you know what to look for when buying an NFT? Should you be buying NFTs? Because everybody now has a friend that is, oh, I'm doing crypto, I'm doing NFTs, I'm doing all this. What do we look out for? What do we stay away from?
Yeah. The NFT market has exploded on the scene in the last just 8 months. And some of the big platforms like FTX, for example. Mm-hmm. You know, and I have to disclose I'm a shareholder of FTX and a paid spokesperson. So, just to be transparent. They've actually set up NFT wallets. So you can start to accumulate things that matter to you. But I actually think where the value is going to come into NFTs and where I'm investing in NFTs is tying them to physical assets. Let me give you an example. I'm a huge watch collector. I've got a massive global watch collection. I have watches stored in bank vaults all around the world. And for me, it's an asset class. But if I want to buy a watch, let's say a Patek Philippe watch or an FP Journe, which I'm wearing today, and it's in the aftermarket, which is where most of the transactions occur in watches, because there's only few new watches every year, but there's millions and billions of dollars worth of already worn watches.
Right.
How do I know it's real? How do I know it's not a knockoff? There's no authentication. So if somebody created an NFT that tied it to the serial number with all of the information about the watch, the dial, the movement, the serial number, when it was manufactured, the paper, the box, an actual note from the watchmaker himself or herself, that is all the information I need to know if that's a real watch. And if I can match the NFT to the watch, make it exchangeable token, that's why I'm actually here today in Dubai, is I'm working with the protocol to standardize watches. The watch industry is here. Every large manufacturer is in this city. It's the first time in 2 years we've gathered. Every brand, every maker, every collector, every dealer are all here. And we're meeting for 4 days. And one of the top topics is, what should be the standardized protocol for a watch NFT? Because that's a multi-billion dollar market. We have to agree collectively. And the way we're going to do it is get the horological societies in Geneva and New York to agree.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm one of the people funding that research.
Wow.
Because I want all my watches as NFTs. That, you know, Ming watch, I have one of a kind Ming. He's a very famous guy, an artist in Singapore. He gave me his watch, and I have had countless people.
What would that be worth right now? Is there a figure that would be worth? Because I've had a few people ask me to ask you about that watch that you have.
Yeah, the Black Ming, floating dial Ming. It's legendary. The story on that watch was I heard about him because I'm very hip to the new micro brands. Every day I've got my ear to the rail. I heard about Ming, and I wrote Ming. I said, Ming, Ming, I want a Ming.
Yeah.
And his production manager is a huge Shark Tank fan and said, listen, Kevin, off the record, we've just finished a one-of-a-kind Ming for Ming. I'm going to ask Ming if he'll sell you the one-of-a-kind Ming, and then you can have a Ming, but it'll be the only Ming.
Wow. Yeah.
And Ming was kind enough. Listen, I had to pay up for it. I'm cool with that.
So, okay. Yeah.
But it's one-of-a-kind.
That's
and so countless people online have said, are you going to issue an NFT? I'm a bidder. I'd like to bid on that NFT. So I said, I'm waiting till we standardize the protocol, and the Ming will be one of the first that I bring to market, and I'll let the auction decide, and maybe I'll give it to charity, like the sale of the first Ming.
Is that the watch? Is that it? Or is that another one?
That's no, a red. That is a steel white-face Daytona. Okay. That was auctioned off last year at the One Drop auction. It went for $69,000.
Wow.
It's the only Rolex of its kind with a red band on it.
Yeah.
Which
it's unbelievable. Yeah. It's unbelievable. Listen, I could chat about watches and what Kevin's been doing. We're happy that you're here in the UAE. We're happy that you're hanging out in Abu Dhabi. Also here in Dubai. Up next, I'm nervous because I'm going to pitch you something. I know you get a lot of people come up to you and want to pitch you things, but I'm going to do it here on the show live. Are we ready?
Oh, I feel something bad's going to happen.
Yes. Oh, wow. Good morning on the Chris Fade Show. Pretty Mullick, Big Rossi. Our guest this morning has been the one, the only, Mr. Wonderful, Kevin O'Leary from Shark Tank and many more things. Thank you for hanging out with us.
Thank you.
Now, on your show, Shark Tank, if you haven't seen the show, it's the best show ever. I'm sure you've seen it. But many people come in with existing businesses looking for investment. They come in, they want to show you the best products that they have, hoping to get some sort of investment, right?
Right.
Now, when you're sitting in that room and you're watching this pitch go on, how quick into the pitch do you know if you want it or not?
So I'll tell you a little secret. I've been doing it for so long and I've seen so many pitches. And when people come out to pitch, you don't see this at home, but they spend about 2 minutes on that carpet in dead silence as the Steadicam and the Jib Cam shoot their product and shoot them to get
right.
the setup shot. So they're right in front of me. I'm sitting right in front of them. They're 15 feet away from me, and I just look them right in the eyes for 2 minutes. And I can sense their aura of success or failure right there.
Wow.
And I know right away.
Yeah. Okay, so Chris Fade here is going to be pitching to you. Could you just stare into his eyes for about 30 seconds and sense his aura?
I got bad news. I know he's a loser right now.
Oh, no!
Did you hear that?
I'm just kidding.
Did you hear that?
Come on.
Okay.
I'm now pitching Fade Fit but you and have, what we have created.
You have to do it like the show, so you got to walk from the back of the room towards
dun,
Kevin.
Dun, 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 dun,
play
dun,
the music.
Dun, 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 dun.
Play the music.
Okay, here we go.
He's walking in. And up
and
next
you start pitching.
Is Chris Fade. Pitching his company, Fade Fit.
Thank you for your time. Appreciate it. Honored to be in front of you right now. My name's Chris Fade.
Sucking up. Get right to the product.
Oh, I love it. I love it. Created a brand called Fade Fit. Did it 3 years ago. Actually kicked it off on my own very own radio show. Here is a little presentation, which I wish could be digital, but I'm just going to do this right now. This was me 11 years ago.
What a beef hound.
Yep. I was 130 kilos, very overweight. I was suffering through anxiety and depression.
Wow.
I was going through the worst divorce of my life.
Very nasty.
Very nasty. But I knew I needed a change in my life. So after trying to do all the pills and going to see psychiatrists, etc., the one thing that I found that I needed was actually getting healthy. So I hit the gym and I started looking after myself and I dropped a bunch of weight. I raised two daughters, and I knew that I wanted to be around for them. So I created who I am today. From that, because of my followers were asking me, how did I do it?
So people that have gone through your experience or in your previous situation would be very motivated to try this product. Is that the premise?
That's right. And I got a lot of people. It didn't start off as a product. It actually started off as a movement, Fade Fit. People used to message me saying, Chris, how did you lose weight? How do you feel better?
Oh, I see.
So I held a seminar one day, had 2,500 people register. We fit them all into a beautiful beach house, and we had therapists, nutritionists, fitness instructors, myself, and motivational speakers come up. People left here in tears. That was the conception of what Fade Fit was all about.
Interesting.
This movement then went on to the next stage, which was our first SKU. I wanted to create something for my kids because my kids needed to eat healthy as well. And every time I went to the shops, I realized that there were not many affordable, healthier snack options on the shelves.
So that's less sugar, less salt.
This is all natural, no added sugar. These are my daughters on the package. That's Nushi and Kiki, and that's Mullick, my little nephew, on the package. This was our first SKU. It's made 100% natural from dates here in the UAE. They've got a year shelf life. We are now currently exporting these across the region as well, just here in the UAE.
And you have access to date production? You can do these things right here?
Right here in the UAE. The best dates in the world come from the UAE as well.
Dates are a magic food.
They are, right?
And I eat dates. They're the best way to consume natural fructose.
That's exactly right. Yeah. So our dates are basically fantastic. Now, we kicked off with our first three kid snacks. They come in three different flavors, natural date on their own. Then we've got the berry blast, and then we've got the double choco loco. That's giving a bit of yogurt sort of covering over the top, which I'll get you to taste soon. And this is a chocolate covered, all sugar free, all natural, by the way. These did really well, but then the adults started messaging me, Chris, where are our snacks? Why aren't you doing them for us? We want them as well. I'm only eating my kids' snacks. From there, Fade Fit went straight into the proteins and the energy snacks.
Interesting.
Which are selling very, very well here in the region. Our protein snacks are available right now at all Starbucks across the UAE, and I just signed 270 Starbucks in Saudi Arabia.
Wow.
We are exporting into South Africa now. I've just done nearly a deal in Australia. We're in Oman, Kuwait, and it's expanding dramatically. We have now licensed the brand, so Fade Fit is now into yogurt tubes and smoothies.
For the UAE?
For the UAE, and this goes into a few surrounding countries as well, but their shelf life on these things aren't as long as what we have here. So
how many SKUs or different products do you have now?
Right now we have 11 SKUs, and this is our latest one. It's organic French.
And is this a situation where I look at sales, I'd see that 80% of sales come from 20% of the SKUs?
No, we haven't found our Big Mac yet, which is something that's interesting. We actually just had a pretty
spread across the SKUs.
Pretty much
that's
so
kind of rare. Okay.
But we have a couple of better sellers, which I would love you to try in a moment here. Yeah. Which, for example, our protein range here of Fade Fit. Yeah. These are our protein snacks right now. Again, all natural, keto, no trans hydrogen fats. These retail for around $3 on the shelves.
Here's the good news. Here's what I'd say about what I've learned so far. This idea is very on trend globally because, diabetes and obesity in children is a global problem. And diabetes in the Middle East is a huge problem, because if you think about how much sugar we put in our foods, you look at Lebanese foods or even UAE here, how much sweet, we put too much sugar in our tea, all these things are bad. And people in their 40s start to, have symptoms of diabetes. And that's why this is a really good idea, because parents are starting to get hip to that.
It's 100%. And that's one of the big things that we follow. I've got my own daughters that I want to make sure that they're not growing up consuming some of the stuff that I consumed as a child. You and I were just talking about white bread, how much sugar is packed into certain things. So we're doing everything as we can.
So that's the good news. Here's something else, too.
Okay.
You've picked a market and that's very controlled in your UAE because you're well known here, and obviously you can reach it. Prove it here first, then expand. You're going into Saudi, it sounds like, next, right?
Which we are. We're going into a bunch of, South Africa is also. What we found is that the brand is living on its own without my name behind it, which is something very important. That's exactly what
packaging
I wanted to do.
Good. Who did it?
It's all locally done here. I've got my team here that do it. I'd love you to try this snack. I'm not sure. Oh, you are
fasting right now,
but I'm going to give you a few of these to see.
I will definitely try this.
Here are some other things that I would like just to show. This is my pitch, by the way.
Do you want me to get the sign for you?
No, I don't need the sign. I don't need the sign, okay. Ross. Thank you so much for doing it. Kevin O'Leary from Shark Tank in with us right now. I'm pitching him Fade Fit.
This is so exciting.
There's a few other things that we have on the market, which I haven't brought with me. Number one is our sugar-free vitamin range for kids. So these are 100% sugar-free. They're halal, which is very important in this region. These are made in New York City. They're exported straight back here to me. My friend is the owner of this factory. That's why I get it.
So you're starting to do deals with people that already have production, putting your brand on it.
So much easier to do so.
Of course.
I get it at a better rate, and I'm able to sell it. And everything that we do is affordable. That's one thing that I do step. All these products that you find on shelves are affordable. We're not going at the high end.
Well, what you're in now is the fastest growing food sector in North America, is healthy snacking, reduced cane sugar, reduced sodium, reduced gluten. All of that stuff matters.
We have kid health factories at the Dubai Mall and in Abu Dhabi at Yas. More kids go in and make our snacks. It's an educational tool about them teaching how to eat healthier. These are factories.
Is that a profitable location?
That is, for me, it's a marketing tactic for us.
When you get into retail, you're talking, that's a different business.
This is bartered. So there's no extensions from me. We have a Fade Fit Tennis Academy.
Yeah.
Go to a gorgeous Kempinski Hotel here. We have a tennis court where we teach people how to play tennis. Everything we do is about getting active and getting healthy and staying healthy. My kids watch their screens 24/7. They're on there nonstop. Yeah. I'm doing all I possibly can to get them off. We have CNN and the likes of Forbes following our journey over the years, of course, here as well on Virgin Radio 104.4. These are some of our biggest distributors and where we store, which in this region are very, very big.
And how many years has this been going?
3 years.
Yeah. I'll tell you, here's an interesting stat for you. 80% of startups fail within 3 years. 80%.
Wow.
For one singular reason. They're never able to get their customer acquisition costs below the lifetime value of the customer. In other words, a fancy way of saying they go bankrupt advertising. So because you're a known entity and because you're in a market that you can service directly, you've avoided that fate. So you're one of the 20% that make it. If you can get to the fourth year, you have a business. So my friend, congratulations, you got a business.
Thank you very much. Yay! Thank you. And what you touched on about the UAE earlier on, I wouldn't have been able to do it unless I was in this country. This country is amazing for the infrastructure and what
they
do. I got
to tell you, the more I spend time here, I realize the policy's pro-business. This country gets the joke.
Yep.
Yeah.
Right?
The core of any successful society is a successful economy. And, you know, the leadership here has done a really good job in focusing on that. But also, quality of life, you know, I don't think I'm leaving.
Stay.
This is pretty good. Yeah.
Stay. We want you here. An absolute legend, Kevin O'Leary, Mr. Wonderful, here with Access Abu Dhabi with Maven Marketing and Sarah and the team. Thank you, Sarah, so much. She's in the studio right now. Thank you for bringing Kevin in. Kevin, please, I know you're hopefully going to be coming back more and more. Please come back through to the studio.
Yeah.
We really love what you do and keep doing what you do.
Yep. I'm planning to be back here probably in just 6 weeks because I've got several projects I'm working on and, you know, having come here and, you know, put my foot on the ground and met with the regulators and the leadership, I've called back to my partners. They keep calling me every night saying, okay, how's it going? What's going on there? What's really going on there? Because, you know, that it's like an ambassadorship. I feel that way. I'm representing what I'm learning to many, many, many other investors. So this whole idea of Access Abu Dhabi, they should just keep doing it.
Sure.
Bring more people over in different sectors because you can't get it unless you're here.
That's right.
You know, that's what matters. And so I think it's working. That's what I think.
We love it. Mr. Wonderful in the studio. Thank you very much.
How are you feeling now after that?
Oh, man, I can't believe that. We had Kevin O'Leary in from Shark Tank. Mr. Wonderful.
Yes.
And, I pitched him Fade Fit.
How did it feel? Listen, you did great. I think you did a great job in the time that you had.
It was so hard to do it, especially doing it on the show. I thought like it was intimidating, you know?
And he was just sitting right in front of you watching every move.
Sonia, you were listening in on this, Sonia?
Hey, yeah, Chris, I was. Well, actually, I got in the car, switched the radio on, and it took me a second to realize that I was listening to you mid-sentence.
Yeah.
Pitching to Kevin O'Leary, and I was so thrilled for you. And about a minute in, I was also really thrilled at how rare it is to get the chance for all of us, I mean, all of your listeners, not just me, but everyone to be a fly on the wall. Lots of flies, big wall, but it was so rare. And I was also really, I couldn't help but think that there must have been some of your karma in there, because for you to have, I guess, hundreds if not thousands of people, most of whom probably have a lot of goodwill for you, getting to listen in and just kind of send you vibes, you don't even know that.
Oh, I needed those vibes. I was so nervous, Sonia. I think knowing that you guys that listen to the show were listening in on it, that's what actually made me nervous. It wasn't so much just being in front of Kevin. That was nerve-wracking enough, but I think I was okay with that. It was more knowing that you guys that, you know, are our family here are listening, you know?
Yeah, you know what it was? Getting to hear the nitty-gritties, which I guess we never do, because I guess we're on the, I guess, consumer side. But it was surprising or wonderful to notice just how much more I was rooting for you when I heard about the details of your bit, like the stuff that's actually really, it's the stuff that you deal with every day, I guess the non-glamorous side of the business, but it's what's in your hands every day that you're actually working on.
You're the best, Sonia. I love her. Give her a round of applause. Thank you so much.
You're amazing.
Just taking that minute just to send this call in. I really, really love you. So thank you so much, and I appreciate you so much, Sonia.
Wishing you the absolute best.
You're the best. Positive energy. Give energy. Give good energy. Get good energy back. Oh, Virgin Radio, that's Oliver Tree. Life goes on here on the Chris Fade Show. That is it for us this week. Thank you to everyone that joined us. Big Rami, Mr. Olympia, Kevin O'Leary today.
Yeah.
Next week it is locked in. Jared Leto joining us on the show and Christine Milian. This is great, right?
So exciting, yeah.
It is so exciting. Guys, have a safe weekend. Don't forget the Dubai run tomorrow. Sheikh Zayed Road will be closed from around 5 a.m. till about 10 a.m., 4 a.m. to 10 a.m. So just be wary of that one, all right? Have a good one.
Yeah.
Sheena is up next from myself, Chris Fade, and the team. Wear your seatbelts. Yellow bye.
The Chris Fade Show, back at 6 a.m. Virgin Radio.